This is WRAL News, your number one source for local news.
Now at 6, the rain has moved out, but the clouds are sticking around. You're looking live at Durham as our team gets you ready for the cooler air moving in.
Well, so look at what the future may hold for a Fayetteville landmark linked to a painful past.
And explosive developments while you were sleeping from Minnesota. Police dealing with unrest as one of their former colleagues heads to court on charges of manslaughter. We'll get you up to date on all of the big stories today. We thank you for joining us on this Friday Eve. I'm Renee Chu, and welcome back, Jeff Hogan.
Oh, thank you so much. It is good to be back. Get used to these two-day work weeks, right?
Don't get used to it.
off.
We love you here.
Some pretty nice weather out there for a couple days off. Elizabeth Gardner, the WRAL Severe Weather Center, with the cool down coming.
Yeah, sure. Rub it in. That's fine. We're all here. We've been here working, Jeff. Last night was actually a little bit rough for some folks, especially north and east of the Triangle. Some hail, some strong gusty winds, but all that is moving on out. You can see there on our live dual Doppler 5000 radar that the rain's pretty much over at this point. We are still stuck with some cloud cover, and there could be an isolated sprinkle between now and say 9 o'clock. After that, we begin to see the clouds breaking up, but colder air moves in on a northwesterly flow. So it's going to be a cooler day today. I mean, really, it should be pretty pleasant. We're still talking about 70 degrees, but it will be chilly tonight. I'll show you that in a second. In Durham, it looks a little bit damp still, but when you can see some cloud cover out there too, but no more real rain to affect your morning commute. 58 now in Southern Pines, 61 in Raleigh, 56 in South Hill. Our temperatures are mild now, but that will change as we head through the day. Expect temperatures to only be in the mid-60s at lunchtime and our high this afternoon around 70 degrees. Coming up, we're going to talk more about some rain that we have in the forecast over the weekend. I'll time that out for you in just a little bit, Zach.
6:01 the current time. The view a little distorted, but Saunders at Wilmington, if you're coming in to downtown Raleigh from 401 or US 70 this morning, things moving along just fine. That's a still image just updated from a few minutes ago. But we're watching the roads because we're seeing, are they still a little wet out there? Not too much. Things are drying up pretty nicely compared to all the rain we saw last night. The road weather index, things are drier. May still see a little ponding out there, so keep it slow. But all in all, it's going to be a pretty nice day. A lot of green on 3D TrueView traffic. New crash popping up now on 401, right near that camera that I just pointed out. I'll look at that crash and give you an update coming up in the next 15 minutes.
Today, we are waiting to see what the government will do about the Johnson & Johnson COVID-19 vaccine after reports of rare blood clots. So far, no answers yet. CDC advisors say they need more time to make a decision. Today, the head of the agency will testify on Capitol Hill about the vaccine. Advisors say they want more information before taking action. Every state hit the pause button after 6 women out of 7 million who got the shot developed serious blood clots. One died. This comes as the average number of COVID-19 cases continues to climb across North Carolina. Take a look at the curve as we follow it here for you. You can see the daily average of new infections just under 2,000 right now, but trending upward as you see at the very end of that line there. As for the daily average number of deaths, that is down 1 from the day before, 16 people. However, the number of deaths reported, now that is slightly up.
There are still slots open for a COVID-19 vaccine clinic in Johnston County today. The county health department is giving out Pfizer first doses this morning. The vaccine is for anyone 16 years or older. Teens will need a parent to come with them. You can schedule an appointment, but walk-ins will be accepted as supply allows. We have staff members tracking where shots are available each day. To see what we've learned, go to WRAL.com and look for the yellow banner that says Find a Vaccine. The same information is available within the WRAL News app.
The future of high school sports could be changing. The organization that largely calls the shots for everything from athletic rules to team schedules will be questioned. WRAL's Nia Harden is live to explain the concern and potential impacts of this. Interesting story here, Nia.
Yeah, Jeff, I mean, the real question is, should the public high school sports be run by the state or run by the North Carolina High School Athletic Association? That's what will be brought up today by a group of lawmakers. They'll question the nonprofit corporation about their role and the impact on young athletes across the state. They'll likely ask about finances and tens of millions of dollars sitting in an endowment fund. The Athletics Association receives money from public schools and the state. Republican Senator Jim Perry recently talked with our high school OT team about his concerns.
I think at this point we are just learning more about this this odd relationship that exists between a private nonprofit with seemingly little to no governmental oversight that is so intertwined with our public schools and with the children and family in those schools.
The association has said they have a good track record. The meeting is going to be today at 2:30. WREL is going to be live streaming that on WREL.com. Nia Harden, WREL News, Clayton.
Today, we expect an update on the fate of Fayetteville's controversial Market House. The historic landmark has been the site of several protests in the past year. Last May, it was set on fire during demonstrations over the death of George Floyd. Now it's surrounded by a street mural that reads, Black Lives Do Matter and End Racism Now. City Council members will talk about options at their meeting tonight. Among the ideas right now, transform the building into a museum focused on African American history and culture. Relocate the building, demolish it, or leave it as is. The Market House used to be the symbol of Fayetteville, and it's where enslaved people were sold.
This afternoon, the former officer who shot and killed 20-year-old Dante Wright will appear in court. Kim Potter is charged with second-degree manslaughter in Wright's death. Investigators say Potter accidentally pulled her gun instead of her taser during a traffic stop Sunday. Potter's out of jail now on bond. Cameras are not allowed in the courtroom for her 2:30 appearance. If convicted, Potter could spend up to 10 years in prison. In less than an hour, a curfew will lift in several communities near Minneapolis after the fourth straight night of protests. Now at midnight, police in Brooklyn Center said a crowd of about 500 gathered. 24 people were arrested for curfew violations. Police say it was mostly peaceful, though officers did use tear gas when some protesters started throwing things at them.
Today, we can learn if Derek Chauvin will testify in his own murder trial. The defense may wrap up its case today. Prosecutors say Chauvin killed Floyd by kneeling on his neck for 9 minutes during his arrest last May. Chauvin's attorneys brought in a cardiac expert who says drugs in Floyd's system may have played a role.
When you've got so many conflicting different potential mechanisms of death that could lead to so therefore the manner is not clear.
Chauvin has pleaded not guilty to the charges against him. His trial resumes at 10:15 a.m.
A man is in the hospital this morning after a shooting in Raleigh. Police spent hours combing over that area where it happened. Brett Neese is in the WRL Breaking News Tracker and has spent hours there as well. Brett, right in downtown.
That's right, Jeff, and I spoke with police a couple of times overnight to get updates on this case. This shooting happened just before 10 o'clock last night, and it was over off Ellington Street. Take a look at video from the WRL Breaking News Tracker. It's one of those streets that's one way in, one way out, so you're seeing where they blocked it off with crime scene tape there. Police tell me that a man was shot there last night, and he was taken to the hospital in serious condition. He remains in that condition at last check with police. And they also tell me that they are still looking for the suspect. They spent over 5 hours at that scene collecting evidence to try to piece this together. I'll work on another update and pass it along when I get it. Live in Raleigh, Brittany, WRL News.
New this morning, a police officer in Moore County is cleared of wrongdoing in a deadly shooting that happened back in August. WRL was there after the officer shot Chris Minor in the town of Robbins. Police say Minor was walking through town randomly firing a shotgun. State investigators say the shooting was justified because Minor pointed his gun directly at the officer. Family members say Minor was upset over a girlfriend and had been drinking.
New this morning, we have learned the name of a man killed in a deadly crash involving a motorcycle in Johnston County. Troopers say 55-year-old Randy Brown was killed when a truck hit his motorcycle along U.S. 301 near Micro. Troopers say the truck stopped at a stop sign but then didn't yield. A woman riding on Brown's motorcycle was seriously hurt. WRAL is still working to learn more about her condition and what charges the truck driver faces.
Good morning. I'm Leslie Moreno live in Goldsboro, where you can now get a COVID vaccine at the dentist office right here at this location. I'll have all those details for you coming up at 6:30.
Plus, how much time do you waste with slow phone or internet? In our WRL Morning Original, Five on Your Side's Monica LaLiberty shows us how you can be part of the solution by measuring the speed of your service.
And we take a look at 609 at a much, much cooler 7-day forecast. A couple of things to note. 42 overnight tonight and some showers in our forecast for Saturday. We'll talk about who could drop into the 30s and who could see rain on Saturday coming up.
The most experienced team of meteorologists. This is WRAL Weather.
It is 6:12, and the rain, for the most part, is over. We're still dealing with a lot of cloud cover, but of course, we had storms overnight last night. Our severe weather threat is long over, and the rain is moving on out, too. As a matter of fact, we're beginning to see a few breaks in the clouds right now in Sanford. It is still mostly cloudy, but we're drying out nicely behind some of the rain that we saw yesterday. It looks nice and dry through Sanford right now. Temperatures still feel mild, 58 in Southern Pines, 64 in Fayetteville, 54 in Roanoke Rapids, and 61 degrees in Wilson. But we have some cooler air on the way. As a matter of fact, if you're about to head out the door to walk the dog right now, it feels pretty pleasant, but it won't feel that much different at lunchtime with temperatures in the mid-60s, and we only climb to 70 degrees for our high this afternoon. Tomorrow, walking the dog, some of you could see temperatures in the 30s. I'll show you how low it goes tonight coming up.
One man remains in custody this morning after a Union County teacher was killed in a deadly shootout involving a Mexican drug cartel. The Alamance County deputies say Barney Harris and his brother-in-law went to a mobile home last week to steal drugs and money. They say the two shot and killed 18-year-old Alonzo Lara, a member of the cartel. A shootout followed shortly after Harris was killed. Family and friends say they knew Harris as a beloved coach and Spanish teacher.
He did everything God wanted him to. And God wanted him back home. And my heart is pure with that. It's broken, but it's pure with that.
I've never seen my dad down, never seen my dad cry. My dad gave everything 100%.
His brother-in-law, Stuart, is in jail without bond, charged with murder.
You're looking live at Capitol Hill, where a historic bill to address the issue of reparations for the descendants of enslaved people is one step closer to becoming law. A House committee recommended the measure to set up a commission which will study how to provide the reparations. It's now up for a vote by the full House. The bill was first introduced more than 30 years ago. This is the first time it's made it to a full House vote.
Happening today, the White House is expected to issue a series of new sanctions on Russia. Those sanctions will be in response to the massive solar winds hack that targeted government and private networks, as well as Russia's interference in U.S. elections. The specifics aren't clear yet, but officials say the sanctions will target the country's foreign debt to deliver a big financial blow.
Makaya Thurman here in the WRAL Live Center. We are following some breaking developments brand new this morning. Two Japanese leaders saying they could be some changes coming to the Olympics. Either they could be canceled or fans may not be allowed. This all happened on a pre-recorded show in Japan, though just airing this morning. Of course, this is coming as we just marked the 100 days until the Olympics. That was yesterday. So all eyes are on the Olympic leadership to determine what or how they will do, how they will be able to move forward. Back to you.
After a four-month closure, a Raleigh restaurant linked to the first case of COVID-19 in our state is open again. SoCal Raleigh posted this video to Facebook. Customers returned last night for the first time since December. The owners of SoCa closed then, saying pandemic relief aid ran dry. And in March of 2020, SoCa shut down for deep cleaning after the county said North Carolina's first COVID case involved someone who recently visited the restaurant.
Even as the use of Johnson & Johnson's vaccine is on hold across the country, the U.S. is set to have a surplus of shots as soon as July. That's according to a new report from the Duke Global Health Innovation Center. Researchers found our country could have as many as 300 million extra vaccine doses by the summer. The report raises concern as many other parts of the world face critical vaccine shortages, with rollouts expected to take years. This evening, you are invited to ask a doctor how to cope with life during the pandemic. Wake County is holding another virtual town hall focusing on the impact of COVID-19 on mental health. The session will offer ways to cope and connect you with local resources. It starts at 7 p.m. You can stream it live on Wake County Public Health's Facebook and YouTube pages.
Now, a WRAL Morning Original. New reporting first at 6.
Frustrated with slow internet, the FCC is working to improve that. As 5 on Your Side's Monica LaLiberty tells us in our WRAL Morning Original, the FCC wants all of us to help with the research.
Yikes, remember that? Dial-up sure was slow, but some of us may feel like we still have it, even with broadband. The FCC is working to change that, spreading the word about its own speed test app. They want people from all over to download it to check internet speeds. It will give you performance results on your mobile and home networks, but also share the results with the FCC. They'll use the information to learn more about existing broadband networks and where future investment is needed to close the gap between digital haves and have-nots.
Really?
After a year of online school and remote work, it's a change for which many users cannot wait to see improvements. Monica LaLiberty, WRAL News 5 on your side.
The FCC says it will protect volunteers' privacy and confidentiality. The free app is available for download through Google Play and the Apple Store.
Dial-up sound was always like nails on a chalkboard, right? But it meant you were connected. Elizabeth Gardner connected with what's happening in the WRAL Severe Weather Center.
That's right. Now, I haven't heard that sound in a long time. We heard the sound of thunder overnight last night, but our severe threat and all of our thunderstorms are long gone now. So is the rain. As a matter of fact, we're beginning to see a few thin spots in the clouds right now. We will see gradual clearing as we head through the day today. And the rain is over for now. We'll take a look at what's going on here in Rocky Mountain. You can see it's pretty gray at the moment, but still mild, 61 degrees. Our front is pushing through now, and the colder air is behind it. So gradually today, we'll see that colder air filtering in. Let's jump on over and take a look at what's happening there in downtown Raleigh. Looking beautiful. This is a live view from the City of Raleigh Museum over toward the Capitol building. Nice little breeze. You can see the flag there flying, but it's 61, so it feels pretty nice out. And then we'll head down to Sanford, where it's also beautiful. Last time we checked in, you could see a little sun, and you can, oh, I bet this is going to be really pretty in about 15 minutes. The sun's going to come up right over here and shine through those clouds. It's going to be gorgeous. 58 degrees, our current temperature there. Our cloud cover will decrease on and off as we get through the day, starting off this morning at about 70 to 75% coverage. We drop it down at lunchtime to about 60 or 70, and then it really starts to fall off during the afternoon. So we will see increasing sunshine as we head through the day, but the cold air will increase as well. We're going to see a high of only around 70 this afternoon with the chilly air moving in on a northwesterly wind. But, you know, with some sunshine, 70 degrees should feel pretty good. The problem is going to be what happens overnight tonight. Look at what's upstream. This is where the air is coming from. 38 in Minneapolis, 40 in Chicago, 44 in Cleveland, and we're going to see a piece of that air here tomorrow morning. Our normal low is actually 48. It's just been a bit warmer than that recently, but right now it's 61, and tomorrow morning it will be 42, and there are some spots that could see temperatures in the 30s. Roxboro, Clarksville, South Hill, and there could be a little patchy frost. Now, we're not going to be cold enough anywhere to see any damage to tender vegetation. 40 in Lewisburg, 42 Goldsboro, 40 in Siler City. So it'll be chilly, and it will really be all about us. You know, how big of a coat do you need when it's this chilly? Mine's going to be pretty big. 41 in Sanford, 44 Irwin, and 47 in Fayetteville. That's what you'll see tomorrow morning. Is it close to a record? Not even close. 42 in Raleigh for tonight. 28 is the record. 47 in Fayetteville, and 31 is the record. So we're actually looking pretty good. Of course, it doesn't feel like summer, but of course, we're starting to think about our tropical season. NC State issued its tropical forecast. 14 tropical systems are average. So a bit of an above average forecast, 15 to 18. Seven hurricanes is our average. 7 to 9 is the forecast, and 2 to 3 of those may be major. So we'll see how the season goes. It does look like it may be above average. They're the second entity to issue an above average forecast. Saturday, we're watching closely for the chance of some light showers. We're going to go over that with Futurecast coming up at about 6:45. Also looking at Monday and a little bit of a warm up into next week. Zach?
6:20 the current time. We'll take you out to I-40 at US 1, and things are moving along just fine there. Looking at the roads, and it's still a little damp in just a few spots. No ponding, though. That's just left over from the showers we saw overnight last night. We are seeing the cloud cover with us this morning, so it's going to be a little slow to completely dry up out there, but all in all, not too bad across the area. If you're traveling into downtown Raleigh this morning, keep in mind that the Boylan Avenue area is going to be closed around 7 a.m. This between Morgan Street and Hillsborough Street, so usually that's a pretty big road coming into town. Just take Morgan Street off to St. Mary's or Glenwood Avenue, and you get around that just fine. Remember, that road was closed for many months when they were building that building a few months ago. We are seeing a lot of green on I-440, and 540 is also in the Durham. We'll watch the latest on our sensors all morning long.
Thanks, Zach. Science shows women are less likely to get seriously sick from COVID-19. And now researchers at Duke have figured out why. We'll share those findings still ahead.
Plus, how reversing a single rule could mean big changes for college athletics when it comes to student transfers.
This What's Trending report, sponsored by Rugg and Home.
It is 6:24. A local baseball star is now a legend.
This is legendary stuff. Former NC State pitcher Carlos Rodon is all over your feeds trending this morning.
Rodon. To third. Moncada. Carlos Rodon has thrown a no-hitter.
That is just so cool. Rodon led the White Sox to an 8-0 victory over the Cleveland Indians.
Rodon, also a Holly Springs High alum. He almost had a perfect game, but then hit a batter in the foot in the ninth inning.
Yeah.
And then on the telecast afterwards, he said he couldn't believe it and that it'll be hard to top this one.
Those usually are a no-hitter in the big leagues. That
Amazing.
Is so cool. There's a big unmasking on Fox's Masked Singer. It has social media lighting up this morning.
Okay, look away if you haven't seen the most recent episode. Spoilers are ahead. That's right, Mark McGrath, a Sugar Ray fame, was the orca. He left the show after joining mid-competition.
Orca, unmasked, how about that? And, you know, this also featured the show Nick Cannon coming back because he was unmasked. They played that one up. He had COVID-19. He's over that now, recovered from it. And now he's back after getting unmasked in his regular chair. Masked Singer airs on Fox 50, 8 o'clock every Wednesday, by the way. Cool stuff.
The town of Chapel Hill wants to know what you think about the future of in-person celebrations. Here's a live look at Franklin Street, a popular spot for parties from our WRL LiveCam network. Today, leaders are hosting a virtual open house to get feedback on how to safely hold in-person festivals in a post-pandemic world. You can learn more at the Chapel Hill Town website.
And then happening today, you can safely get rid of the unwanted or unused prescriptions in your medicine cabinet. The Orange County Sheriff's Office is hosting free drug take-back events at three locations. Anytime between 2 and 4 this afternoon, you can drop off medications at the Passmore Center or Cedar Grove Community Center in Hillsboro or the Eflin Cheeks Community Center in Eflin.
Good morning. We are live outside Goldsboro at this dentist office here where you can now get a COVID vaccine while you get your teeth cleaned. I'll have all those details for you coming up.
And we have cooler weather on the way. Our cold front is moving out. We'll talk about how cold it will be tonight. Do you even remember where your coat is? You may want it tomorrow morning.